in the race to win the Iowa caucus. And this week, the winner is Ron Paul. A new poll has Paul taking the lead over Newt Gingrich, 28% to 25%, with just 13 days to go. This makes him the fifth candidate to take the lead in Iowa, which apparently is a state that cannot make up its mind. Out front tonight to help us break it down is Gloria Borger, CNN's chief political analyst. She was with Ron Paul today in Iowa. John Avlon is with us, and Brian Doherty, who is writing a book on Ron Paul. So let me start with you, Brian, first. What does it mean for the Republican field if Ron Paul wins Iowa?
They should all be running scared, because it means the Republican Party is facing a serious change that's actually going to have to face up to its responsibility to really be the party of constitutional limited government, to actually say we can cut $1 trillion in spending in 1 year, as Paul has proposed, to say that we can't be projecting our military force overseas recklessly and be, you know, a limited, affordable, debt-free government. And it's going to be a real wake-up call to everyone across both party lines, because no one is saying what Ron Paul is saying.
Wake-up call. John Avlon, but is this something that he can sustain, or does this just mean if Ron Paul wins that Iowa becomes less relevant?
Well, look, it would certainly shake up the race. It's unlikely it would continue, but remember, New Hampshire's the live free or die state. The way I think to understand this, with a huge libertarian population, the way I think to understand this, a vote for Ron Paul is the ultimate anti-establishment vote, and that's been one consistent we've seen over the past year, a lot of anger at the establishment.
And so people joining, and a lot of people who've been very loyal to Ron Paul over the years. Gloria, earlier today you spoke to him about some incendiary newsletters that were attached to his name in the 1980s. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Not all the time. Well, on occasion, yes.
And did you ever object when you read them?
Well, you know, we talked about this twice yesterday, CNN have. Why don't you go back and look at what I said yesterday on CNN and what I've said for 20-some years. It's 22 years ago. I didn't write them. I disavow them. That's it.
But you made money off of them.
I was still practicing medicine. That was probably why I wasn't a very good publisher, because I had to make a living.
It's just a question. I mean, it's legitimate. It's legitimate. These things are pretty incendiary, you know.
Because of people like you.
No. Come on. Some of this stuff was very incendiary, and, you know, saying that in 1993 the Israelis were responsible for the bombing of the World Trade Center, that kind of stuff. Okay. So. Well.
Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. I appreciate your answer.
You were very gracious. He was very defensive.
Well, look, you know, he clearly believes this is something that happened 22 years ago. It's irrelevant, he believes, to the race. We ask these questions because that's our job. This newsletter went out under his name. He says he was not involved with it, and nor did he read these or approve of these statements. But this is the kind of scrutiny you get, Aaron. You know this. This is the kind of scrutiny you get when you become the front runner in the Republican field. And so he's going to have to answer lots of questions like this.
And what do you think, John Avlon? I mean, what Gloria was saying there at the end, saying Israel was responsible for the World Trade Center bombing, that is...
I mean, that's so far off the reservation.
That's a very bizarre thing to say.
Beyond the fringe. But Gloria's interview was great. I mean, she was gracious but persistent. And this is a completely legitimate issue. If you are the front runner in an early state like Iowa, you get that kind of scrutiny. And you can't just dodge or say it's an old issue if that kind of incendiary remarks went out under your name in a newsletter. That's just the fact of being a front runner. It's a totally appropriate line of question.
Brian, you think he can get beyond that to a mass audience?
Yeah, because that stuff, A, he didn't write it, which he said over and over again, and B, it has nothing at all to do with what he's been running on this time and last time. And his enormous new wave of fans, they don't care about that stuff. That's not what they're interested. They're interested in a president who actually stands up for civil liberties, who doesn't believe the president has the power to, you know, unilaterally assassinate or detain anyone he wants, who's actually going to bring the debt under control. Those are the issues that Paul is running on. Those are the issues the voters care about right now.
All right, Ron Paul getting a lot of attention. Go ahead.
Those are the issues that are resonating with the Iowa voters. I mean, I was at a town hall session with him today here in Mount Pleasant. It was jam-packed. And when Ron Paul spoke about big government, spending too much, having too much power, this is a candidate here. You can tell why he's doing very well. He received a standing ovation. So clearly, that anti-establishment, anti-Washington, anti-government message has an awful lot of resonance here.
All right, let me ask you about Newt Gingrich. Sliding to second place in Iowa, it may or may not have something to do with some campaign ads that have been launched recently. Earlier today, he and Governor Romney had some words. Here's that.
Speaker Gingrich has had a few less than generous things to say about me over the campaign. And you know, I'm a big boy. That's the nature of a campaign, to point at distinctions with one another. And with regards to the heat associated with ads, you know, if you can't stand the relatively modest heat in the kitchen right now, wait until Obama's Hell's Kitchen shows up.
Newt Gingrich followed up with this.
He wants to test the heat. I'll meet him anywhere in Iowa next week, one-on-one, 90 minutes. No moderator, just a time heat. He wants to tire out the kitchen. I'll be glad to debate him anywhere. We'll bring his ads and he can defend them.
Look, you know, Mitt Romney's not disavowing the negative ads that are being unleashed by a PAC that is associated with him. Mm-hmm. And Newt Gingrich is responding, I think, pretty forthrightly, saying, you want to bring it on, you want to stand mono-a-mono?
You bring it on, mono-a-mono, buddy.
Let's have a real debate, and that's actually, I think, the right response. And I'd like to see that kind of approach to politics be rewarded.
All right, thanks to all three. Appreciate it. We shall see. Getting exciting in Iowa. And stay warm, Gloria, because it ain't no Hell's Kitchen out there in terms of temperature. All right.
It's not too bad.